Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis, Shir number 536. With the book Bava Slei by Rav Moshe Hershkowitz, in chapter 3 is entitled, Who Am I? Your Personality Type and Your Spouse's. In truth, at the time of the recording, I had not yet started it or beginning to start, but you should have at the time you hear this recording, Shiurim on personality types, which are extremely crucial, that are given to understand each other's natures. Rabbi Hershkowitz has a chapter on it, and we're going to talk about this chapter. I didn't want to skip it just because there are other extensive shiurim on personality types. It's a very important chapter. It gives you a very key understanding of different personalities, and it's a big yesod in Shalom Bayis and in Bein Adam L'Chaveira overall. There's a learning curve that's necessary for new couples to get to know each other and adjust each other's personalities. And having an understanding and a grasp of your husband or wife's personality allows you to have more understanding towards them, to handle their quirks, to handle their styles, and avoids a lot of agmas nefesh, this self-awareness. The deeper understanding of ourselves help us understand our conflicts and misunderstandings more effectively, together with understanding your spouse's personality. He brings down Rav Moshe Sternbach said that Ezer Kenegdoi means the opposite, the man's opposite. If a woman's nature is different from her husband's, then she can complement him and serve as a helper, and vice versa. A woman should know the same thing, that her husband has a different nature, it complements her. If they're too similar, they reinforce the same weaknesses. They stunt their opportunity for individual growth. Very often, I'm looking back in life. I don't know. I didn't learn this stuff until later. I was married a good few years before I started even learning about a lot of the things that the shurim are being given on. And in the beginning, those differences, I felt were challenges, very challenging and difficult. Why were the differences between me and why my wife that caused sometimes clashes? Over time, after learning this and then looking back, I recognize that those contrasting and differing characteristics builds each other's strengths, forms like a puzzle that fits together into a unified whole. And halavai, I would have known this, although I did know a lot of it, Baruch Hashem, early on, which saved me. But if I would have known and practiced this better, it would have been much better. And the same thing with all of you listening now. You learn about this, it'll definitely make your marriages more improved and enhanced. You have to put in the hard work too, but this understanding does wonders. And halavai, we should educate our youth, our young people, teenage boys and girls, to understand a lot of this. So one of the approaches of understanding personality types was developed by a psychologist, Carl Jung. MBTI later went further into it, Myers-Briggs, personality types, that there are four main categories of personality and their opposite tendencies. So it's like basically four, which is really eight, and there's 16 combinations of those personalities. And those opposites, we're just going to list them and then we're going to explain them. First one is extrovert versus introvert, or E versus I. The next one is sensing versus intuitive, S versus N. The next one is thinking versus feeling, which is T versus F. And the next one is judging and perceiving, which is J versus P. So to explain extrovert versus introvert, this is the one that's most understandable. People who don't know anything about personality traits do understand about introversion and extroversion. Extroversion means that you're concerned of getting gratification from outside of self. You charge your batteries by being with other people. They're outgoing, they're more strong-willed, generally speaking, they're talkative, they're more sociable, they're attuned to external environments. They prefer communicating by talking and by discussing, and they speak first, they reflect later. They're more impulsive, generally speaking. They're more sociable. That's an extrovert. An introvert or introversion is where you are concerned with one's own inner world, one's own inner mental life. Introverts are more reserved, more quieter. They enjoy solitary activities more than social gatherings. Introversion does not mean necessarily shyness. So listen carefully to that. It's very important. There are introverts that are shy. There are extroverts that are also shy. Shyness is when you are nervous socially with other people around you. Introversion is separate from that. You could be not shy at all. You're not afraid of people. You have no issue talking to people, but they don't enjoy it. They have a tendency rather to be alone and be reflective. They're drawn to their inner worlds. They prefer communicating, for example, by writing rather than speaking. They are reflective, and they reflect before they act, before they speak. They're more reserved, they're more private, they're more contained. They're more easily focused. And again, you have, and he explains experiences here, where there's a clash between a couple, where there is a difference of personality between introversion and extroversion. He gives an example. Yoni, age 22, has been accepted in dental school. Dina, just 19, is still in college. Wedding is weeks away. They're getting very nervous. So Rabbi Moshe Hershkowitz met them. And he saw, basically, Yoni's personality is more introverted, more milder. He liked quiet, uninterrupted time to study and read. Dina's personality was more outgoing. She liked people and was warm, friendly, enjoyed events. And they basically had issues. Dina said that Yona's constant studying made her feel very lonely. And she harbored this pent-up resentment and anger at her new husband for spending all his time with his nose in the book instead of with her. And she felt, and she was about to blow up, but then she remembered it's not what you say, it's how you say it, and gave her the strength and courage to wait until she was calmer and explained herself before approaching Yoni with the problem. And they discussed it. And once they discussed it, they worked through it, understood the difference between introversion and extroversion, and they were able to work it through. He gives another example, you know, that one of them says, I can't live with someone who never says, I love you. And the introvert says, why should I verbalize everything? It should be self-understood. So they need to understand each other, that the introverted person needs to understand the need that an extroverted person needs to express themselves, and the introvert has to go out of their comfort zone to express love and appreciation. And the extrovert needs to realize that the introvert may not understand right now that verbal communication is important to establish closeness and intimacy, and it needs to be learned. So that's introversion versus extroversion. The next one is sensing versus intuitive, S versus N. Sensing, which is S, is focusing on tangible things. In reality, the here and now, rather than the possibilities, concentrating on facts, what's real, what's actual, on details. Like they look at the fine print of the contract. They're the ones who balance the book checkbook. They're the ones that are very practical, based on the five senses, what could be heard and seen and touched and smelt, felt. Realistic, factual, concrete details. Practical, down to earth, focused on the present, on the ball, so to speak. That's an S, sensing, very grounded. Intuitive, which is N, they're more dreamy. They're more big picture thinking. They enjoy the focusing on the future. They're not interested in facts so much, just how it could be linked to the future. They don't like details. They dream of possibilities and different visions. They explore things mentally. They focus on the bigger picture. They read between the lines. They're more nuanced. So everyone has both types. But he gives an example, and I'll bring another example, is the story of Rav Kiva's marriage. He gives us an example. Again, we don't fully understand Tanoim and Amiroim, but this is a good prototype, at least, to understand the concept. Rav Kiva had a father-in-law. Rav Kiva married someone, Rachel, had a father-in-law, Kalba Savor. He was one of the richest, most respected men of his time. So the way he interprets it is that he was sensing down to earth. What you see is what you get. Kalba Savor saw Rav Kiva. At that point, he was not a Talmud Chacham. He was a shepherd with no Torah Chinuch, according to that pshat, who wanted to marry his daughter. So he knew that Rav Kiva was intelligent, but he wanted his daughter to marry a Talmud Chacham, not one of his workers. And he was a sensing person. Couldn't imagine that Rav Kiva would amount to anything more than he is. His daughter Rachel was intuitive. Saw in Rabbi Kiva, beneath the surface, saw that if he developed that Ahavas HaTorah, he'll grow great, saw his potential to become a great Talmud Chacham and even a leader in Klal Yisrael, and she had that vision. which went beyond time, beyond space, beyond the reality of now. And she was able, she read between the lines, saw his greatness, and was able to make personal sacrifices for Klal Yisrael. And a similar thing he doesn't mention in the book is Rabbi Yochanan, when he saw what he saw in Rish Lakish, where Rish Lakish was still abandoned and a thief. He didn't do tshuva yet, but Rabbi Yochanan saw his greatness, his potential within him. That's usually an end thing. Another difference is the difference between T and F, thinking and feeling. This is also straightforward. Most people understand this. When you're the thinking type, you look at the logical consequence of a choice and an action. You mentally become more objective. You remove yourself from the situation. You analyze it like a scientist, cause and effect. You're analytical. You logical problem solving, cause and effect reasoning, tough-minded, generally reasonable and fair. But they're looking for impersonal objective truth. Feeling preference on the opposite way. They're more sympathetic, empathetic, tender-hearted, compassionate, and accepting. He brings, again, these things that I'm going to skip in this book because I want you to buy it and read it, and it's kedai to really purchase it and internalize a lot of the concepts here. But this idea of, let's say, schools sticking to a program and having to not accept other people that are on a different track, the T, the thinking aspects, would logically do that. We have to be the best we can be. Though sure, there's schools for other people too, but this is the way he needs to do it. And the feeling does the reverse. No, every nisham is special. How could you not accept anybody? They both have valid approaches. The problem is that each one thinks the other one is negative. Feelers believe that thinkers are insensitive. And thinkers, indeed, the T's, have to avoid insensitivity. And the thinkers believe the feelers are just mushy people that are not using their heads at all. And they do need to work on being grounded on facts. There needs to be a balance between the two. And there's a lot to talk about T's and F's, but we're going to leave it at that for now. Then the last one is judging and perceiving. Judging means it's the way you live your life. You're planned, you're orderly, you're scheduled, you're organized, you're systematic, you're methodical. You like closure. That's judging. Perceiving is the opposite. P is you're spontaneous, open-ended, casual, flexible. Again, I suggest you read the book. Rabbi Hirschquist himself was a P. He goes through different stories about him non-flexibility, his flexibility and spontaneous aspects of it, but how he needed closure for certain things, and he talks about how he went through that stage. Very often P's who are perceiving open-ended, they have commitment phobia. They're afraid to commit, and they need to really work to get to that next stage in life because they like their freedom. They don't like being controlled. They have a problem with closure, but it could hold them back a lot. And he goes through some personal history about himself being a P, which is kedai to buy the book and read. And then you have J's, which is all or nothing thinking. They sometimes may jump into something because they want that structure, which is also not the most healthy thing to just jump into. So we gave over here just a very brief description of personality type, which we are going to or did or will elaborate on in a different series in the Shiurim, going through all these personality types, both for the Myers-Briggs and Be'ez Hashem on the Enneagram as well. But the idea to remember that if indeed there would be formal training in the teenage years, mandatory halavai, in high schools, in Beis Medrash, in seminary, to understand basics of personality types in a true way, it could solve and help tremendously and avoid so much agmas nefesh in a lot of bein adam lechaveirei interrelationships, but especially in marriage between a husband and wife. Bracha v'atzlacha.